On 9 December, the 76th session of the UN General Assembly adopted a resolution, Problem of the Militarization of the Autonomous Republic of Crimea and the City of Sevastopol, Ukraine, as well as parts of the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine informs. The UN is adopting such a resolution for the fourth consecutive year. The adoption of the document shows that the militarization of Crimea by the occupying power of the Russian Federation remains the focus of the international community. The resolution confirms that the temporary occupation of Crimea is completely illegal, that it is a violation of international law, and that the occupied territories must be returned to Ukraine immediately. The transformation of the occupied Crimea into a huge military base, including the redeployment of weapons capable of carrying nuclear warheads to the peninsula, is perceived as a direct threat to security and stability in the region. Russia must stop such activities immediately. Every year, the documents of the General Assembly on the militarization of Crimea are supplemented with new facts about gross violations of international law and human rights on the peninsula by the Russian Federation as an occupying power. This year's document expresses concern over the illegal expansion of Russian naval bases in Crimea, granting powers to Russian security forces to block parts of the territory and waters near military facilities, which threatens the free passage of ships through the Kerch Strait. The document clearly states that Russia must refrain from intentional obstruction of international shipping, especially ships traveling through the Sea of Azov and the Kerch Strait to Ukrainian ports or vice versa. The resolution also calls on Russia to end the illegal call-up of Crimean residents and to end the militarization of education in Crimea and the military training of Crimean children, which aims to secure their further service in the Russian armed forces. The General Assembly's annual resolutions on the militarization of Crimea, as well as on the human rights situation in occupied Crimea, play an important role as political and diplomatic instruments in the fight against Russian occupation and activities within the Crimea platform. The resolution is a new element of the growing legal pressure on Russia. The occupying power violates the fundamental norms of international law, and its conduct is incompatible with the status of the UN Security Council permanent member. Natalia Tolib.